Beloved heart dwellers, may the sweet presence of Jesus infuse our souls with strength, trust, and faith as we move into this season holding many challenges. Amen. I wanted to make sure I gave you this message because community affairs and new assignments, construction and other things have been very awkward and time consuming, making it difficult to keep up. As we watch the world events unfold, we all have many questions, but the Lord has simplified everything in this message so that we have nothing to worry about. I had a few days where I felt distance from the Lord, and today He repaired that breach, and I was oh so happy. I began, Lord, Your kindness and holding me broke through, setting my heart free. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. You know, sometimes we feel like God has rejected us. And when He comes to me with such a kind demeanor and reaches out His arms to hold me close to His heart, oh, everything just melts. Every fear flies away. And there's so much joy. So I started out by saying, Lord, Your kindness and holding me broke through my doubts, setting my heart free. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. He replied, You mean that now you're convinced of my love for you after all these years? He said it tongue-in-cheek, of course. Yes, Lord, that's what I mean. He replied, You're getting a lot of help from the cloud, beloved. When they show up, it doesn't go well for the antagonists. So the cloud, he means the great cloud of witnesses, when they begin to intercede for us, it doesn't go well with the Satanists who are trying to block our communication with the Lord. I'm so glad to hear that, I replied. May they come to their senses. And some of them will, the Lord replied. Persevere in prayer and the work assigned to you. There are many against you, Claire, but many more times 10 that are with you. The opposition is not making much headway, certainly not what they wanted or expected. Resistance is substantial and not what they bargained for. In fact, it is written, those who curse you, I shall curse. It's not pretty. Lord, I don't want to rejoice because I do want them to convert. He replied, opposition, hard times, failures where they anticipated victory has taken the luster off their plans. First must come repentance, a recognition that Satan is not above me, but rather subservient, inferior in every way, and without the power to stop even a little woman who has been hit with mental warfare day after day, month after month, and year after year. Then, when repentance comes, I can come to them with my love and call them out of the darkness, which is forever losing to the light. But all of this aside, these are treacherous times, and only the prayers of my faithful ones are holding back the worst of it. Pray as you can, beloved. I hear every sigh of your heart. I feel guilty sometimes because I don't get into travailing prayer all the time. And I want to, so I pray for that. And then I said to the Lord, my body is such a distraction. Please help me ignore it. And what I was talking about there was pain that arises from fibromyalgia, sleepiness that hits me that I have to pray off. He gets so relaxed when he's talking to me. I become so relaxed that I almost fall asleep. So I have to wake myself up and stay steady. And the opposition is in the air. We pray against it, but the Lord still allows it. But I do feel, I wish I could do better. I do want to do better with my prayers. And my body is such a distraction. I get very thirsty, then I get very hungry, then oh my gosh, then I get hot. It's just amazing all the things my body does that takes me off of hearing him clearly. So Lord, my body is such a distraction. Please help me ignore it. Press in. You are a chosen vessel. Do not despair at your weaknesses. There are still plenty of offerings from you, Claire. I feel wimpy, but thank you, Lord. It safeguards humility, he answered. Be glad for that. My heart for you is music. Many are preparing the body, but you? I want you to comfort my heart and the hearts of those who are anxious. Some of them just waking up to the nightmare before them. Comfort me. And by all means, do not allow strong personalities to insert their ideas into your heart dwellers' community. Music, Claire. I want them all to draw near to me, to rest quite literally in my arms, so they understand and feel the power of my redemption, so they may walk through the fire without being burned. There is a narrative. Get them insecure, get them scared, so they'll go along with the program. Those of you who dwell in my heart, you have nothing to fear, for my angels are watching over you all. Those who are outside my heart, messing with the world, quickly make your way back to my heart so that you are prepared when the moment comes. Your only security in this world comes from your intimacy with me and your unwavering obedience. This is where your security lies. Cling to me and petition my mother, who forever has her watchful heart riveted on each one of you and your families as well. The rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet will bring peace and the ability to be steadfast in your prayers and circumstances. Do not give your ears to gossip against your president. Many say many things to discourage your prayers for him and his family. These are seriously needed. Cover them, my children. The enemy is clever in turning you away with lies. You cannot trust anything you hear unless you hear it from me. And I'm telling you, there is a plethora of lies circulating on the internet about what Donald has done wrong or hasn't done right. But I tell you, he is my servant, my man for the job, and in no way has he given Satan license over his life or this country. He is far more intelligent than people think. And he has my spirit and prayer support from thousands of Christians. I move through him. Do not repeat a bad report about him. Rather, defend him and stand with him in the midst of their slander. Be unpopular. Defend his honor. For in defending him, you are defending me. My Claire, truly my bride, you are standing on solid ground. There is no error here. Do not allow the enemy to paint a picture like that of you. You are solid and well-informed and standing in my grace and my will. Fear not the reproaches of men, my beloved. Pay no attention to them. Or don't fear the reproaches of the demons who 24/7 are whispering in your ear, appearing in your dreams, and trying to confuse you and undermine you, let me say this. You are on target. You are standing in my will. You are hearing me clearly. And now my will for you is to create music that comforts people. In addition to that, it is so important for all of you heart dwellers to dwell in my heart, to reach into my heart and stay there with me. This is an intimate bond that I desire with all of you. It is very good to practice after you receive communion, because that is when it's clearest for you to observe me, to hear me, and to connect with me. No one can work for someone who doesn't communicate with them. And my children hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. I speak to you in so many different ways that this channel has prepared for you. So do not be afraid to cling to me. To use your sanctified imagination, open your eyes into that sanctified imagination and allow yourself to see me standing before you, beckoning you to come closer. Yes, that's what I want more than anything, is to hold and reassure you during these dark times that are approaching, that nothing, absolutely nothing, can stop me from loving you, from caring for you, from holding you and designing all the needs that you have to come without resistance, to provide for you. Yes, I will provide for you. I only ask that you stay in prayer, go to confession regularly, pray the rosary, and speak to your Heavenly Mother. She is so full of wisdom. By the way, guys, one of the books that I use is The Imitation of Mary by De Rouville. It's a wonderful, wonderful book, and it really gives you a clear understanding of her perception and how the Lord perceives us and our situations from a heavenly vantage point. It is really illuminating. So I highly recommend that you get Ramus from that book. Pray, bind any spirit of divination, and call out to the Holy Spirit to help you choose a reading from the book that will give you substantial comfort and strength. And always trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in me with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Obey and follow my direction. Be faithful with what I've given you to do. Be faithful to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. There are tremendous graces from that chaplet and the rosary, which will steady you in calm waters while the rest of the world is going through turbulent times. In all things, cleave to me with all your hearts, for I am truly with you and will never forsake you. And that was the end of his message. So beautiful, Lord. Thank you so much.